I guess that was one of my concerns 6 years ago when I looked at the U.S. Senate and passed, and this time when I thought about it, that probably I'm more cut out, and I enjoy the chief executive role as opposed to being one of 100. Now, that's not to say the U.S. Senate's not an important position, but I think some people maybe like one position over another, and I very much enjoyed being governor. I think being governor of a large state in America at this time of our history is probably the best job there is in American politics. Not that it's not stressful and you don't have bad days as well as good days, but it's something that I very much enjoyed. The U.S. Senate, I might have liked it, but I spent 3 weeks trying to convince myself I'd like it, and I really wasn't able to do that in 3 weeks, and thought it was probably a good indication that maybe that's not the right thing to do.
What is it about the Senate that caused you concern?
Well, I just, again, after being the chief executive, I know some governors who have gone to the Senate. They will tell you that being governor is still the best job they've ever had, and some have made the transition okay, but again, it wasn't something that, I didn't have this burning desire to be a U.S. senator, and I had a burning desire to be a governor, be Secretary of State, and you got to have that burning desire, I think, to go out and go through the campaign, but not only go through the campaign, but then after the campaign when you're in office. I mean, I think it would be probably a very unfortunate thing to go through the grueling campaign you have to go through in Illinois than not like the position necessarily that you get elected to.
There have been a lot of candidates who say they find the fundraising process distasteful anymore. Did that play into your decision as well?
The political side of this was not the factor. I mean, there's no doubt I wasn't necessarily looking forward to the fundraising because it's much more time-consuming. It takes a much more of the campaign to run for federal office because of the laws, the rules they have, restrictions that you have to spend a lot more time raising money, which makes, unfortunately, I think the office more oriented toward campaign funds. I didn't look forward to that, but and that is an unpleasant thing when you've got to go ask people for financial support. My sense was, based off what the White House and the Senate committee had told me and other people and kind of my sense of the whole race, that we'd have been able to raise the money. It had just taken a lot of time, and it had taken a lot more of my time than I had done before when I'd run for governor, where it didn't take as much time to raise the money. So I wasn't looking forward to that, but it wasn't a decisive factor in our decision. When Brenda and I finally made the decision, it really had to do just more with personal concerns and lifestyles and variety of issues there. We just didn't want to maybe give up our new kind of freedom we've had the last 4 years to go back into the rat race.
How do you see the race stacking up right now? What kind of situation do you think will be with an open seat and many candidates who don't have widespread name recognition in the race right now?
Well, I think both parties are going to have probably a pretty wide open primary. I don't think open primaries are all that bad if you can keep them from being a bloodletting. And unfortunately, historically in Illinois, we take our politics very serious. It's a blood sport, and primary sometimes can be extremely damaging to whoever wins for the general election. So, that's the unknown. I think both parties could have a very, difficult primary.
You mentioned some of the Republican history where they have not rallied around a candidate, and you've had very, very fierce primaries in some races. Do you feel that perhaps this year the people might take a lesson and rally around a candidate eventually? And what will your role be in that?
Well, I'd hope they'd rally around, because I think the only chance of holding on to the seat is if the party goes into the general election united. Democrats seem to have a better ability to have a bloody primary than get together the next day. the last gubernatorial primary, I mean, I think Patrick O'Malley's attitude after the primary was very harmful to Jim Ryan. And, so I think that is a danger some of the in the party. They'd rather be right than win, and that's all well and good, but that doesn't help us in the fall. So that does concern me. As far as my role, I indicated, I mean, I was very active in the last election helping Jim Ryan and a lot of legislative candidates, and I told them I'd be happy to help again. But now but remember, I'm not a candidate. I'm not going to spend full time on the campaign trail. If I was going to do that, I'd run. But though I have to say, it might be more fun to spend full time on the campaign trail than after the election I'd have to go serve. But I'll try to help where I can.